SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Much of President Trump's agenda now being legally challenged and headed to the Supreme Court. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with the latest.
During the early months of his second term, the president has pushed the boundaries of executive power, and his actions could dominate the Supreme Court's upcoming docket. Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs, the crackdown on immigration, and his attempt to fire a Federal Reserve governor are all making their way through the judicial system. The nation's highest court, which has a 6-3 conservative majority, has already handed major wins to the Trump White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A well-known Republican loves his chances in a crowded New York City's mayor race.
Curtis Lewa, the red beret wearing founder of New York City's Guardian Angels Anti-Crime Patrol Group, is the Republican candidate for mayor again in the city.
If the people are good enough to elect me mayor November 4th, I'll take the beret off for all time.
He lost to Democrat Eric Adams by almost 40 percentage points in 2021.
I will be the alternative.
The field includes Adams running as an independent, along with fellow Democrat Andrew Cuomo and the official Democratic nominee, Zoran Mandami, who is leading. Sliwa is running on an anti-crime platform. Julie Walker, New York.
London Underground staff members have started a series of strikes over pay and conditions. The walkout, which began earlier Sunday, could shut down the entire subway system in London, used by millions each day. Mexico's top prosecutor says the government plans to arrest more people involved in fuel theft networks between Mexico and the United States. Already taken into custody, a senior Navy officer and several business leaders as well. This is SRN News. Pew Research Center is studying religious decline.
And he reports that the first step in a country's turn toward being more secular is when people stop going to church. A new paper published in the journal Nature Communications using Pew data indicates that when worship service attendance drops, it eventually leads to people deciding that faith is less important in their lives. And finally, it leads to the abandonment of religion altogether. Here in the U.S., church attendance has been declining for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Since 2015, more than 1,300 residents at homeless shelters around the nation have trained to run half marathons through Up and Running Again. That's a nonprofit that uses faith and running long distances to promote personal transformation. Pastor Bruce McAvoy, who serves as a volunteer coach for the program, says the idea is to use running and friendship as tools for transformation. This is SRN News. Well, baseball's Iron Man celebrates the 30th anniversary of surpassing the great Iron Horse. Here's George Williams.
It was a memorable baseball evening that captured national attention on September 6, 1995, when Baltimore Oriole great Cal Ripken Jr. broke baseball's seemingly unbreakable mark, Lou Gehrig's consecutive games record. When the game became official, the number 2131 was unfurled in right field from the brick facade of the B&O warehouse as fireworks lit up Camden Yards.
Florida has plans to drop school vaccine mandates, but it likely won't take effect for 90 days, and it would include only chickenpox and a few others unless lawmakers decide to extend it to those diseases. Florida Health Department shared some of the details Sunday, 4 days after the state surgeon general said families can decide whether to vaccinate kids in school. More details, SRNnews.com.